I have favor. Because Pastor James said he didn't find a why. What happened? Amen. Favor of the Lord. I have favor. And I thank God for that. Amen. And she brought me favor. She didn't try to tear me down. She built up and encouraged. Never called each other out of names. We always worship and praise God. So I admonish you all to do the same. Praise God. I'm not here to preach to anyone. But I'm here to, because I didn't write anything down. I'm just talking. But I want you to welcome Alice Brown, my wife, Minister Alice Brown. And if you would, you would just stand and give her applause.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you very much.
Testing 1, 2. Okay. Amen. The last time I was here, I started talking and didn't realize that the mic wasn't on. So I wanted to do a test today. Amen. We want to say thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all look so beautiful today. Amen. Everything is good. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm a little feisty. Y'all know that because y'all know I'm not one of those that, you know, proud and stuck up and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just do what I do by the grace of God. So first of all, let us pray, and then we're going to go on. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God, and besides you, there's none other. Father God, we just ask you to have your way in this service today. Let your anointing flow and your word be proclaimed, that as we minister the word of God, that self will die and your word will be proclaimed. We bind the hands of the enemy, every hex, every jinx, every vex, every evil and contrary spirit that will try to hinder us from hearing and receiving from you today. We bind it and cast it away from our midst in the name of Jesus. And we release the wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit to rule and reign as we hear and receive from you today. Lord, help us to walk therein. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory and the honor because you are worthy of it all. Lord, we bless and glorify your name. Now, let your word, Father God, go forth in power and in demonstration that the world, Lord God, might know that you, Jesus Christ, lives and he lives forevermore. We give you all the glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank God for our pastor friend. Amen. Friends, Kathy and James Redfern. Amen. We've been knowing them for a long time, as they said. Praise God. But we've been friends. I mean, when we met, we was just like sisters and brothers. We've known each other all along. So we just thank God for them. We thank God for the opportunity today to come forth and bring forth the word of God. I talk fast. I know that I try sometimes to slow down, but it's my nature to talk fast. So my children usually, and they're not here today because I had to preach last week and they went with me and they said, now, Mama, we can't be away from my church 2 Sundays in a row. So you're going to have to go by yourself this time. Okay, we good. All right. But they send their love and we thank God for them. Amen. Praise God. So again, Sister Kathy, if I look over that way and if I'm going too fast, just kind of do like that. Just wave your hand a little bit. And over here, Sister Rose, you just kind of do like that. You know, if I'm over that way. Okay, we got it. Okay, now if I look at y'all and I see the hand go down, I know I need to slow down a little bit. But I get excited about the word of God.
Yeah.
I say, now I don't know about you. I pray that you do. But if you don't, Hey, it's all right. I love them enough and I praise them enough for myself. Amen. So I don't try to look at your faces and things of that sort because I might get way down. But I thank God that I can look at him. Amen. And he gives me all the help and the strength that I need. Amen. So like I said, I'm going to talk. I talk fast. I'm going to try to slow it down because there's some things that God wants us to hear today. The last time I was here, I spoke about Hannah, and I'm going back to that today because there were some more things that I needed to say. And you know, I can speak about the Word of God and I can read. I don't know about you, but I can read the Word of God and I can get sermons and different messages from the Word of God. Like I'm like, yo, God, I didn't see that before, you know, but God knows what we need, when we need it and how we need it. So therefore, we're going to just listen to the Word of God. I'm not here for you to listen to me or anything like of the kind. Praise God. I always say when I go into a service, whether I'm ministering, anybody's ministering, I always say, Lord, help me to hear from you. I don't want to hear from a man. I don't want to hear from a woman. I want to hear from you. So I'm expecting to hear from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So those of you that have your Bibles, I want you, we're going to talk about two different things today, two different women today in the Bible. We're going to talk about Ruth and we're going to talk about Hannah. So we're going to go and notice how that, the book of Ruth comes before 1 Samuel. So that's kind of like in line with what God wants us to talk about today. So I'm going to be bringing you up to date on some things. I'm going to read a few scriptures, but then we're going to talk, you know, and bring you up to where we're coming from. Okay. Okay. So the first scripture that we're going to read, and you, if you can write this down, if you like, and if you don't like, you need to write it down anyway. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, to all the mothers. Amen. Ruth, the second chapter, the 11th and the 12th verse. And then Ruth, the third chapter, and just one verse, the 11th verse. Now, when we get this 1 Samuel, going to be our next scripture, we're going to read, okay? Say, read. All right. Okay, we'll do 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Then we're going to drop to verse 9 through 20. Then we're going to do 24 through 28. And then we're going to 1 Samuel 2, verse 1 and 2. Now, that's a lot of scriptures I gave you, didn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. But there's a reason. Amen. It's a reason to this madness. Okay. So what we're going to do is read the Word of God. Amen. So let's turn there very quickly. And when I say that, I'm not trying to rush God because I want us to hear from God. Amen. But as we look at me, all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and land, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not there hitherto. For the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given unto thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Now I want you to underline, if you don't mind writing in your Bibles. Now, you know, some people, you know, they just, it's, you know, that's a taboo. If you do, that's fine. Okay, but here I just want you to see, and a full reward be given of the Lord God of Israel unto those wings, unto whose wings thou art come to trust. Underline that. And in the third chapter and the 11th verse, it says, and now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Underline, for all the city of my people doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. All right. Now, let's go on to 1 Samuel. And the first chapter. And we're going to look at, as I said, verse 5 and 6. and then we're going to skip, okay? Okay, so verse 5 says, and there's a reason why I wanted to do this. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Drop down now to verse 9. And verse 9 says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on thine affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give thine handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. We're going to go back there. And there shall no razor come upon his head. And it shall come, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunk? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am not a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Balaam, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Verse 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and an ephod of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, and said, and she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent unto the Lord. And he worshiped, and they worshiped the Lord there. 2 Samuel 2:1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in my salvation, in thy salvation. Verse 2, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Amen. That's a lot of reading. I know that. I'm going to do a lot of talking. Okay. I want us to understand here something, and I want to give you a topic today, because this is what the Lord dropped in my spirit as I began to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want us to hear? Notice I didn't say what you want you to hear. It's what do you want us to hear? And my topic for today is, what are you willing to sacrifice? The last time I was here and I talked about Hannah, I said my subject topic was pray until something happens. So today we're going to talk about, what are you as a mother? And since we have men in here too, you too. Fathers, what are you willing to sacrifice? And my subtopic is a real mother's sacrifice. A real mother's Sacrifice. Sacrifice means the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. I'm going to say that again. The word sacrifice means the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. Mm. And I ask you to underline a scripture, or as we read in the scripture, and I pray that you did. And if you didn't, you know, you have your own thing. Do it, you know, your way. But there was a reason why I had that, had you to do that. And I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. But I want us to, first of all, look at these two women that read about today. And I know you have read this. Many of you have read this, the Bible from cover to cover, and all those good things. But there are certain things and certain points in here that God wants us to know and understand and see that sacrificing is important. Now, we know that God sacrificed his son so that he might come and redeem us. But God also gave us some women that have made some important sacrifices. And that's why I'm asking you today, what are you willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to sacrifice? In our text today, we see a lot of things happening. First of all, let's talk about Ruth a little bit. Now, we know the story of how Elkanah, her husband and her, had gone to another land because there was a famine in the land and so forth. And there he passed away and his sons. But his sons married. Neither one of the daughters, the sons, had children. So when the time came for them to come back, Naomi decided that she was going to come back to her homeland. And as she was going back with her to her homeland, she freed her daughters, her daughter-in-laws. And I like to say, like my son-in-law says, or my son-in-law says, there's no such thing as in-laws to him. It is mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law. So these were her daughters-in-law. And I say that because we need to understand that just because we marry into a family doesn't mean all the time that we are a part of that family. And sometimes, most of the time, it is because we don't want to be. Now, you know I talk flat, and you know I tell you just like it is. Some of us have the audacity to come into a family and try to make them be what we want them to be, or we ignore them. Well, that's not God's plan. Nor was it ever God's plan. He meant for us to be a family. Yeah. And this is what was happening here. So Naomi decided that she would tell her daughter-in-laws that they could go back to their homeland. Go back to the people that you know. Stay here. I'm going on further where I need to be, back home. And Oprah decided that she was going to go on back to her usual stuff. But Ruth saw something in Naomi, and I believe, I didn't say the Bible says that, I said I believe that she saw something in her husband and her father-in-law and her brother-in-law, or brother-in-law and mother-in-law, whatever. But she saw something there that made her different, that made her want something different. Yeah. Because she could have easily done like Oprah and went on back to her people. But she began to say to her to Naomi, I'm going where you go. Your God gonna be my God.
That's right.
How many of us today that have good mothers in love and fathers in love and sisters and brothers in love, and we don't take the time to see the glory of God and the power of God that's in that individual? But Ruth saw something here, and she decided that I'm going to follow after this. And I believe it was by the grace of God that she saw the wisdom of God in her mother-in-law, even though at the time she was going, Naomi was going through some stuff, you know, because you done lost your husband, you done lost both your sons. She was going through some things, but I believe that she still had a praise in her heart. I believe that she still had a praise in her mouth. And I believe that she spoke many a times of how good and how perfect her God was. Other than that, why would Ruth want to go with her? She had to have seen something that would make her want to go and be. Because remember what she said. Your God will be my God. Where you go, I go. So she saw something there that was out of the ordinary of what she was brought up in. Because she was pagan, which means they didn't believe in God. Okay? You know, they didn't know nothing about God, you know. But she saw something in God, in her mother and in love, and she wanted that part of it. So the Bible, we got to understand that our willingness to sacrifice is an indication of our devotion to our Almighty God. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. Our willingness. Yeah. To sacrifice, to give up something of value for the sake of something more valuable, I'm putting that in my own words now, or more worthy than what I had before, or what I seen, or what I think. So I want us to understand here that Ruth saw the value of a godly mother. Yeah. And she was willing to sacrifice and leave her mama. Oh, no, some of them, I ain't leave my mama. Yeah. Oh, child, you go ahead. Because that man might be gone, but I got my mama, my mama, my mama. But when you stood before God, the judge or whoever you stood before, and took that oath, that ain't what you say. You say forsaken what? All others. What does all mean?
All.
All. Okay. That mean my mama, my daddy. Now that don't mean that you disrespect them. I'm not saying that. That doesn't mean that you don't try to help them or whatever. I'm not talking about none of that. But when it comes to the relationship of a husband and a wife, we are to honor our husband and love him and obey him as he obeys the Lord. Now, I'm telling you now, you got somebody that don't know nothing about God and don't care nothing about God and don't care nothing about you, that's your business. You married him. You have to deal with that. But if you got one that loves God and obeys God, then you are to follow him as he follows the Lord. And vice versa. You are to follow her. Because, now, I know that ain't, you know, proper for most people. I ain't following no woman because women crazy. And they, you know, they all up in themselves and all that kind of stuff. But not all of us.
Amen.
You got some godly women.
Amen.
Hey, I want them. Ah! Glory to God. But you do have some godly women. You have some women that love God. And I believe that Naomi was one that loved God. And that's why Ruth saw the grace of God. And she saw the wisdom of God in her mother-in-law. And she decided that, you know, I'm going to follow after this. I believe I'm going to follow her so that I can get what she got. I want to follow her because I believe in what she believes.
Yeah.
And I've seen this woman go through losing her husband, whom she loved and treasured. And I've seen her go through losing both of her sons. Only had two, but she lost both of them. I've seen her go through that, and yet she's still standing.
Yeah.
She's still worshiping.
Yeah.
She's still glorifying God.
Yeah.
What are you willing to sacrifice? Ask yourself that question. And you answer it because nobody else can. People can answer according to what they see, what you show them. But what the real you on the inside, only you can answer that. Amen. So let me go on. But here we see where I read the scripture, and I wanted to read this because I wanted to see something here. So when they got back to Israel, and when they got there, the Lord worked it out so that Ruth would be able to glean from the fields and take care of her mother-in-law. And if you notice something that we said as we read in the scripture, first of all, it said Boaz, which was the cousin of her husband. And I'm to bring you up to date a little bit. What happens in that culture, listen to me well, was when a husband or father or whatever died and left no children, the next person in line took that woman to be his wife. Okay? I ain't got time to teach all of that today, but I'm just telling you a little bit about it. So what happened here, Boaz was related to Ruth's husband. And so he saw. Now, notice what he said. Boaz answered and said unto her, "It has fully been shown to me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not." He said, "I see something in you that most people wouldn't even dream of doing. You left your father and your mother and the things that you are familiar with and came to a people that you know nothing about. But you was willing to sacrifice that for something higher." And I believe that God blessed her for that reason. And you know the story how there was somebody else that was a little bit closer to her husband and kin. So Boaz went to him and he asked him, at first he said, yeah, he said, nah, I don't think I need all that trouble. So he said, nah, now that's my word, ain't what the word say, okay. But anyway, he decided that he didn't, you know, he wouldn't do it. So Boaz said, okay, I'll take her. Then Boaz began to look at, and he said to her, "I have seen and heard." You know how people talk? Word get out, doesn't it? If you do good, ain't much gonna be said. But if you do bad, everything gonna be said. But the word had gotten out that she was a virtuous woman, that she was a good woman. He said, I've seen and I've heard what you have done for your mother-in-law. And I want to do something for you. So long story short, they were married. And then we see here, as we talk about Ruth, her mother-in-law said to her, "The Lord, I see the fullness of the Lord in you." And she said, "My daughter, you don't have to fear. What anyone else says or does," I'm paraphrasing that, "don't fear or be afraid. I will do unto thee all that thou requires." In other words, what Naomi was telling Ruth is that I'm going to teach you how to be a woman of God, how to carry yourself, how to not get in yourself and think you are all that and a bag of chips. But I'm going to teach you the fear of God, to reverence the man that God has given to you. And I believe that Boaz is going to be the one. So I'm going to show you what to do. So she told her what to do, where to go, how to do all this stuff. Y'all go back and read yourself with your lazy self. You don't want to read, but you want somebody to tell you everything. Go back and read. There ain't but four books in the book of Ruth. Read all four of them. And then when you read them, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Amen. Okay. So they went on and she told her everything, what she needed to do, how she needed to carry herself in there. Because see, remember, this was a pagan woman, you know. Okay. She didn't know how, you know, the people of God, how they did things and how we supposed to do things. But so she just, you know, was there and she was just going to do. So her mother-in-law told her what to do. Said, "This is what you do. You go in and you do this and you do that." And she did it. And she received a husband, a godly man. The man of Boaz began to tell her, said, as you read and you study, he said, "You know what? I thank God for you, because you could have married." Boaz wasn't no young man. Read it for yourself. I ain't making it up. She could have said, "Yeah, Naomi, I hear what you say. But I had a young man. This right here. You sure?" I ain't so sure. No, she didn't say that. She followed the instructions that her mother in love had given her. And the Bible says that, you know, that comes down to the lineage of Jesus. So I just wanted us to understand some things here and see how this woman sacrificed all the things that Ruth sacrificed just to come in relationship with a Lord that she did not know. But she was willing to get to know. And she got to know. Because she was willing to sacrifice herself. And that's what's wrong with the church world today. We don't want to sacrifice anything. And especially when it comes to what I want, what I think I ought to do, and what I think you ought to be doing for me. And if you don't do it for me, I'll find somebody that will. And you go and get them, and they do the same thing or even worse. Why not seek God and ask Him to give you who He wants you to have?
Yeah.
Now, as my husband said, everything hadn't been peaches and creams the whole 52 and a half years that we've been married. But I tell you what, we learned how to disagree agreeably.
Yes.
Hear me today. We learned how to disagree agreeably. And what happens then is that it's not what he thinks. And God knows it ain't what I think. But it's what God's word says.
Yes.
That's what keeps us together.
Yes.
We stay in touch with the word of God and we walk according to the word of God.
Yes.
Sometimes we get a little off because we're human. But if our hearts and our minds are totally to please him,
yes,
we will always come back to the fold. Well, honey. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Now, it's hard for some men to say that. And it's harder for some of us women to say that. But I say like this right here. If you're wrong, sister, you're just wrong. If you're right, brother, you're just right. And if you're wrong, brother, you're just wrong. And if you're right, sister, you're just right. But sometimes, listen to me carefully. You can be right. But as our pastor taught us, you can also be dead and right.
Yeah.
Understand that. Y'all will get that tomorrow. You can be right, but you can also be dead and right because you can run your mouth too much and you be gone. Out of here. Okay?
Yeah.
So just because I'm right doesn't give me the right to hurt someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear me well. Just because I'm right does not give me the right to hurt someone else. And if I tell you that hurt me, then believe me and act accordingly. That hurt me. That hurt my feelings. Maybe I was in my feelings. I don't know. But whether I was or not, if I told you it hurt me, then you ought not to do that no more. Okay? Let's get it together. All right? All right, y'all. I ain't in here for no teaching for the couples, but, you know, hey, it all goes with the territory, right? Amen. So the word of God lets us know that we have to be willing if we want to be, you know, most of us, we want to read Proverbs 31 on every Mother's Day and every Women's Day thing, you know, Proverbs 31 woman. Oh, I'm the Proverbs 31 woman. But don't want to sacrifice nothing.
Yeah.
Don't want to give up nothing. Don't want to give up the way. Well, my daddy did this way. Well, your husband ain't your daddy.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Amen.
Understand that. You might want him to be. And some of you don't need him to be. I'm going to leave that alone. But anyhow, we have to learn if we're going to be a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a woman that has morals.
Yeah.
A virtuous woman is a woman that have standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was things that I said, and I know it was God, even as a little girl. I said a little girl. There were things that I said, and I made up in my mind that I would not do, even as a little girl. And I kept that.
Yeah.
There were certain things that I saw in my family line that was done, and I saw the results of it, and I said, ain't happening here. Without getting into all details, I'm just letting you know that we have to make up our minds to have some standards. Now, I didn't tell you not one time that there was a whole lot of stuff that I did when I was in the world that ain't had nothing to do with God. But there were certain things that I made up in my mind that I would not do. And that's what we need to train and teach our children, that, you know, there are certain things that you need to make up in your mind. We used to tell our children, and mainly me, you know, I used to tell them, say, let me tell you something. Whatever you go out here and do, make sure you want to do it, because you're going to be the one that's going to have to give an account for it. You can follow Jane and Sue and Billy and Bob and all of the rest of them, but remember your training that you got at home. And I'm going to tell you this, if you go to jail, I ain't coming to get you.
Amen.
Be it known in the Brown house, you don't have no say-so as to whether you're going to school or whether you're going to go and get a job or whether you're going to church. Those three things, you don't have no option as long as you sleep up on our roof. And I used to tell them, your dad and I are the oldest thing in this house. And when we get up and go to work, you're going to have to get up and go to work. And when you're in school, school is your work. And there was no ifs and ands and buts and maybes and perhaps about it. That was the way it was, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it's always going to be. Cut and dry. Okay? But a virtuous woman has character. She has a right standards, meaning that she wants to live. Even when I wasn't saved, there were certain things that I wanted to do. And I thought about it, and I thought about the results of what would happen if I did it. And I said, it ain't worth all that.
Amen.
Have some dignity about yourself.
Yes.
Learn to give up some things and stop thinking that you are all that. And you may be beautiful, but as my pastor always says, you know, and she tell us that, would tell us this all the time, beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah.
But honey, ugly is to the bone. Now if you think that your 36, 24, 36 gonna be 36, 24, 36 all your life, wrong answer, baby. And if you think because you know, some people are, I mean, they're beautiful, they're good looking, they're nice looking, you know, but their attitude make you want to puke.
Yeah.
And then you have some that's not so attractive, but because of their attitude and the way they handle themselves and the grace that they have, make you want to be around them, make you want to listen to them, make you want to know more about them. It's okay. Now, we got to learn that if we're going to sacrifice anything, we got to sacrifice ourselves. And when I say that, I mean sacrifice what I think I want, I need, and I got to have to what God says I need and what God says I need and want and need to have.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we talked about Ruth, and we see the truth of her actually sacrificing mama, daddy, brothers, all the charades and all the stuff that they were doing back in her country, and left and went to a foreign country where she knew not nobody but her mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. She didn't know another single soul. But I believe she had by that time come to know a little bit about Jesus.
Yeah.
A little bit about the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
And she was willing to sacrifice all of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to go into the unknown.
Right.
Yeah. You know, no, I ain't gonna go into that, but that's another story. You know, people say, you know, I'm not gonna buy no car without drinking some milk. Okay, we ain't going to that today. But I tell you this, we need to ask God, seek God for His wisdom,
yeah,
His knowledge and understanding.
Yeah.
And this is something that I pray with my husband and I. Younger days when we were going through different things, and I saw things a little bit different than what he saw, and you know, there was some, you know, arguments or whatever. But then one day I woke up and I realized, And I started praying this prayer, and I prayed it ever since. And now I see why God had given it to me. I prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, help me to be the wife and the mother that you want me to be. Because
yes.
See, I was trying to be what I saw other people, or I thought other people were doing, and what I thought other people knew. And come to find out, some of them was worse off than I was. But anyhow, I was looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So I prayed and I asked God to help me to be the wife first. Because see, we got it backwards. Especially in this era. We got it so that we're so wrapped up into our children that we ignore our husbands. And then when they slip out, you know, it's some of us are so wrapped up in our children until the wife, and she slips out, and then you,
Amen.
We're so wrapped up into our children, and I'm not saying don't do that. Now, don't love your children. That is not what I'm saying, because I love every one of mine. God knows I do. My husband tell me all the time, you do too much for him. You know, yes, he do. You ain't got to do all that cooking. I know it. I love to do it, and I want to do it. I want us to spend time together. I want us to them to know that I'm there for them. You know, they grown now. They got children of their own. That's true. But I want them to know, too.
Amen.
That mama is there, Nana is here, grandma is here, whatever you want to call me.
Right.
That we're here, that we're going to be here for you.
Yeah.
We ain't taking no mess. You ain't tearing up my house. I'm going to cut your behind.
Yeah.
And if you don't want that, keep them with you. Because
right.
If you bring them over this way, they going to be disciplined.
Right.
And I know, you know, I ain't crazy now. I know. You know, that we can't beat them like we used to, our mamas and daddy did us. But baby, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. You can put your foot down and let them know this don't happen in this house.
That's right.
Now, if you want to call the cops, make sure they can take care of you. Because you ain't coming back here. If they can do better, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. I'm serious. We got to learn to discipline our children. That's why we got these kids do not understand. They don't love themselves. Why? Because we haven't shown them true love. The Bible says, he that spareth the rod hateth his child. Now, society tell you a whole lot of other stuff. But that's what the Bible says. I believe what God says. And that's why we got these people that don't care nothing about themselves. And they don't care nothing about you. Mama or daddy, they don't care nothing about you. Because you haven't shown them what the word of God says. We don't have to beat them all the time. My God, I praise God for my spiritual mother. I mean, I used to be mine for breakfast, dinner, and supper if it needed to be. Yes, sir. Because I was determined. I was determined that they would not be a statistic. So therefore, I was hard on them. Yes, I was. I was hard on them. I loved them. They knew I loved them. I showed them love. But honey, if they need it, they got it. And as I learned, my godmother told me, she said, you don't have to beat them for everything, honey. My daughter told me one day, she said, Lord, I was so glad for Mother Esther. she was the one that got the least of all anyway. But I'm saying that to say that we have to learn how to obey the word of God.
Yeah.
And nowadays that we can't do it like we used to do it. And maybe it was a little bit too harsh, you know. But we came up with a plan, my husband and I, and we told them when we punished them, we said that, now listen, when we punish you and you think the punishment is too hard, you have a right to call a meeting. You can't call it when I'm telling you that now. You can't call it when I'm, you know, getting ready to spank your behind, but you can call a meeting and say, Mama, Daddy, you know, we need to meet. And there have been times that we've been called into meetings. Oh, yeah, we've been called in. Mainly me. And we sat there and we listened. And when they told us what we did and how they thought it was wrong and so forth, what did we do? we apologized. And we said, now, what we did may have been a little bit harsh, but we did it for your own good.
Yes.
Now, listen to this. Don't do that no more. And we won't have to do that no more. Did that make sense to you?
Yes.
Makes all the sense to me.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what it made to them, but, you know, most of the time, they didn't do that no more. So, a real woman, a real mother, will sacrifice whatever it takes in order for her child or her children to get what they need. And they need discipline. They need love. They need understanding. They need to know God is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. We can't talk God in the home, in the church, and then when we go outside the church and the home, well, we're telling them how to live, and then we go out here and cuss everybody out around us.
That's right.
Or come home and talk about everybody.
Right.
That old crazy boss of mine, you know, he ain't got no sense, you know, and just talk about them. No, we got to learn how to speak the word of God and practice it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me go on, y'all. I'm just about through. And I know I've talked a lot, but it's going to talk a little bit about Hannah. And I wanted us to see something in here. Now, I read that whole thing so I wouldn't have to talk to you about all of it. Okay. Notice I read a whole lot more in Samuel than I did in Ruth. Okay. So now you go back and read it yourself. But as we talked about Hannah, we saw here that this was a woman who loved God. And I read that sixth verse because I wanted us to understand something here, that sometimes we will be criticized and we will be mistreated and we will be called everything but a child of God. But I want you to see something that Hannah did. She didn't go after Elkanah's other wife, but she went to God.
Yeah.
We can't go after everything that come against us.
Right.
We need to go to God.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. The Bible tells us that, as we read this, she said her adversary. You got an adversary and I have an adversary. It may not be your husband. Now, you know, they had that, those kind of things, your husband's other wife. And sometimes it is because you got a second one. So that might be your throne in the flesh. But God will give you the ability to overcome anything and everything and make your enemies become your footstool.
Yeah.
So what happened here was that her adversary provoked her sore, the Bible says, to make her fret, to make her fearful, to make her say, well, there is no way that I can have children. There is no way that I can do this. There is no way. You know, I'm just nobody. But that's not what she did. The Bible says she rose up. She didn't even eat while they were eating. She rose up and she went in and she began to pray unto God. She prayed so much until, and she wasn't moving. I mean, she wasn't speaking loud like I'm speaking now, but she was praying unto God and she was travailing, I believe, before God. I believe she was laying before God with all that she had, asking God, Lord, help me. Help me, Father God. Show me what you want me to do. I believe that I can have children. She had faith in the word of God. I believe you can do anything. You can give me children. And she asked, and of course, Eli thought she was drunk, but he found out that she wasn't. As soon as he found out that she wasn't, he said, go in peace and may the Lord give you what you asked for. He didn't come up and say, look here, tell me what you told to God. No, he said, whatever you ask God,
yeah,
God's going to grant it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I want you to see here, he says, as she prayed, she made a sacrifice. She said, Lord, if you give me a male child, I'll give him back to you.
Yeah.
And he will serve you. Most of us not going to even sacrifice our children to go and stay with a neighbor for a day. Because we so wrapped up in them that you and the husband can't even go and have a little bit of time to yourself, because my baby, them babies going to grow up.
That's right.
And what you going to do then?
Yeah.
Okay? But she said, if you give me this child, I'll sacrifice this child and give him to you, Lord, for your service. Now, we bring our babies to the altar, and I know Pastor Jason prayed over many babies.
Yes, ma'am.
And we claim, hear what I say, that we giving them to the Lord. Now, he don't want all of us to take them to the church and leave them there now, y'all. Understand that.
Amen.
But he do want you to put him first.
Yes.
And that's what Hannah did. She put God first.
Yes.
She said, if you give me this child, I'll give him back to you.
Yes.
God gave her the child. And guess what she did? We read it.
Yes.
She told her husband, "Say, now I'm not going with you now. I'm going to wait till I wean this child. Once I wean him, then we'll go and we'll sacrifice and give him to him." Now, this was a man that had to be listening to God, too. Because most of us said, "Now, woman, you done lost your everlasting mind. All you were crying and praying and all this kind of stuff about you wanted a baby. You want a baby. Now you get the baby. And now you talking about giving him to God. What is wrong with you?" But he went right along with it. Because I believe he was listening to the Lord. And they gave Samuel to Eli the priest.
Yes.
And Eli did what he was supposed to do in training him to become the man of God that he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that to say that Hannah was willing to sacrifice the abuse from her, I don't know what you would call it, husband's wife, other wife, ex-husband, ex-wife or whatever. She was willing to sacrifice all the ridicule and all of the stuff that she went through.
Yeah.
She was willing to sacrifice all that just to hear from God and to ask him for something that seemed like impossible. So I'm going to leave you with about 7 or 8 little nuggets. And you can paraphrase these with these two women, and I'm going to be done. She was confident, number one, confident in God and that God was in control. She and Ruth, Hannah and Ruth, was confident in God, and I believe they believed that God was in control of their life. She didn't try to get even. They didn't try to get even with the enemy or their adversary. Don't try to get even with your adversary. The adversary has been around a lot longer than you have. So all you have and need is God. He's the only one that can help you overcome the adversary in any situation, okay? Number three, she had a spirit of forgiveness. She forgave. We got to learn to forgive. Don't huddle and hold things in your hearts. Give it to God. You may have been mistreated. I have been mistreated. I've been called all kind of things, you know. And I kind of like, you know, the Lord just let me go back to what I used to do when I was in the world, you know. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, way back in the day, the teacher would leave out the room and she would leave somebody in charge and she'd say, "Take names if they talk." Well, they might as well put my name at the front, the top of the list to start with, because you know that what I was going to do. So they would say, time after time, they would say, "Alice Dixon, we're going to take your name." I said, "I'll go ahead and take it. I ain't like it. No way. I don't care." And keep right on talking. So what I'm saying that to say that we have got to learn to not let other people and our adversary upset us. But we got to learn to forgive and learn to accept that's who they are. They got to stand before God. So do I. Okay. Number four. They were wise in giving their situation to the Lord. Be wise in giving everything that you have unto the Lord. Use the wisdom of God to give to God. What if something is bothering you? If things are going on that shouldn't be going on, if he's acting, you know, like unseemly, or she's acting unseemly, hey, Don't you do the same thing?
Amen.
Okay? Because then you're not going to get the situation resolved. Okay? But be wise in giving your situation to God. Ask God, Lord, what am I going to do? There have been many times I had to throw up my hand and say, Lord, thou art God. And I give myself to you. And I know my husband have had to say it more than one time. Number five, she resists temptation and let God handle her situation. Hannah resisted the temptation of being able to get even. And we saw that in the scripture in the second chapter. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn or my strength is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy. She said, I see now that my enemy has nothing over me. The enemy cannot do anything to me unless I allow him to. Because God has already given me the strength and the ability to overcome everything that the enemy throws at me. So that's where she was. Number six, she believed God for the impossible. She believed God for the impossible. And number seven, she believed God for the possible. What are you talking about? It was impossible because her womb had been closed up for her to have a child. But she believed in the possible that God could open up the womb, and God did. Number eight, she was willing to sacrifice her son. She was willing to sacrifice something that was valuable to her, something that was worthy to her. She was willing to give it up to get what God had for her. And God blessed her not only with Samuel that she gave to the priest, but he gave her three other sons and daughters.
Amen.
So I'm saying that to say, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice and give to God your situation, your circumstances, your inabilities to do the will of God? Because you can't do it without him.
Amen.
But we try to do it on our own, and every time we do it on our own, we mess up.
Yeah.
But if we'll give it to God, he will work it out for us. A note here, again, I'm going to say, our willingness to sacrifice is an indication of our devotion to God. Young men, when you're looking for a wife, young women, when you're looking for a husband, look and see if they are willing to give up something that they really want in order to give to you what you want or need. If you don't see those attributes in them, keep it moving. She ain't the one. He ain't the one. And I know that's not proper English. I know what I'm supposed to say. But you understood me though, didn't you? Okay. Be willing to sacrifice how you were reared, how he was reared, brought up, that is, and go to the Word of God and see how we're supposed to rear our children. Let the Word of God be the final word, the final say so. Be willing to sacrifice what I believe, because I'm telling you, most of the things that you believe are false. They are. They are things that we imagine to be, but they are not there. There were things that I learned as I grew up. I'm like, no, I thought that was a woman of God. No, she worse off than my. What? They are pretty. I'm not here to just tell you some pretty little Bible stories. I'm here to help us to become the women and men of God that God wants us to be. And to train our children to be men and women. Because they're not going to be little babies all the time. They're going to grow up. So let them see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sacrifice that. When you want to, you know, you might want to go and buy this Mercedes. but your child want to go to college.
Yeah.
And they don't have a scholarship. Wow. Ask God. Talk to him. Because it may be that you might need to go and get that Mercedes. Because it may be that they ain't ready for college. And we told ours, you can go. But you're going on your own. I ain't borrowing a dime. That's right. And I tell mine explicitly, because if you go out here and you do something and you go out there and drop out and then I got to pay all this money back, they're going to handcuff me. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, truly, let's put God first.
Amen.
Let's sacrifice what we want for what God knows is best for us.
Yes.
So now I'm asking you the question, and I want you to answer it to yourself. Don't answer out loud. Are you willing? What are you willing to sacrifice?
Amen.
Ask yourself that question and be honest with yourself. When we are going to start learning to live the Bible,
yeah,
and not what we thought ought to be?
Yeah.
When are we going to stop talking about life and what life is all about and start talking about what God's word says life is? Life is giving.
Yes.
Life is sharing.
Yes.
Life is being obedient to the word of God. So what are you willing to sacrifice?
That's right.
I pray that you have gotten something out of it. I have.
Amen.
It's been fun. I love you with the love of the Lord, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
All right. Bless you.